He made him like the saints in glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, we have had many feasts of martyrs, but today we have the Mass in honor of Saint Anthony of Egypt. And even though he did not die as a martyr, he also lived during those times of fierce persecutions and had to suffer from those and comfort his brethren in need. Saint Anthony's parents were quite well doing citizens, and when they died, they left him a quite comfortable fortune where young man could sustain himself and get a good profession and a good family life and, so to speak, make something of himself. But one time when Saint Anthony was in the church, he listened the words which were sung in the gospel, the words of Christ himself: "Give your riches to poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven." And Saint Anthony was so impressed by that invitation from the Lord himself that he heard it and wanted to do exactly as the gospel told. So he sold all his fortune and gave the money to the poor, and afterwards he retired in the life of solitude and manual labor. It's often in life very hard to be a Christian and follow the rules and commandments of our Lord. But would you know that it's even more difficult when you live all by yourself? When you live all by yourself, you don't have anyone around you to comfort you, give you assistance in your troubles, or give you words of wisdom or of learning. No, when you retire to solitude and worshipping God all alone, as Saint Anthony did, he will face many difficulties and most of all temptations. So devil himself appeared to Saint Anthony at the beginning of his solitude and tempted him in various ways. He first asked that, "Why do you waste your life in solitude? If you were still in the world, you could do so many good works for all the people around you, most of all your fellow Christian brethren who are in time of need." But Saint Anthony knew that he had had this vocation of living in solitude from God himself, and he most certainly would not abandon it from the exhortation of the devil. And the next thing devil tried to do was to fill Saint Anthony's mind with very bad images and trying to make him fall and forget the rules and ideals of God. But heroically, Saint Anthony resisted and fled in the temptations of the devil. He did, however, for a brief moment, had some doubts that why this starting of a solitude life of worship God, why is this so hard? And he asked humbly from God himself that, "God, where were you when I had all these temptations and difficulties?" And God himself answered to Saint Anthony, "I was with you here the whole time." That's the answer which every man should remember in the times of difficulties, that even when the devil himself tempts you, or even if you are neglected by your fellow men, God is always with you. He certainly never abandons you, and He is with you for the whole time. The only reason why He occasionally allows evil things to happen to you is that He wants to make you a saint, like He did of today's saint, Saint Anthony. Soon the life of Saint Anthony gained some fame among the Christians, and he gained some followers who wanted to imitate him in the life of solitude. And Saint Anthony was ready to give exhortations and wise words of counsel to his brethren. He himself ate very little, and he always exhorted and said to his brethren that, remember, don't let your senses take over you. Most of all, don't make fancy and great and big meals for yourself. One of Saint Anthony's saying was that devil hates fasting, and that's why we occasionally also do fasting, to remember, first of all, that food is the precious gift of God, and that we should never misuse it, and also to resist the temptations of the world, against which fasting is a very good antidote. Yesterday we talked about that during the reign of Saint Marcellus the Pope, there were again very fierce persecutions, and Saint Anthony also heard about those persecutions, and his heart was so moved by the difficulties his fellow Christians went through, that he actually went out from the desert to go to the city and give courage to the martyrs and preach them and offering them the joyful news of God, and also to comfort them exhort them to be steadfast. And so successful was Saint Anthony in his preaching, and he preached so powerfully that even pagans listened to him and recognized that man has to be a man of God. Saint Anthony survived all the persecutions, first from the pagans and then from the false Christians who didn't recognize all the doctrines of the Church. And he died as he had wanted to live, that is, in solitude. And he died when he was 105 years old, which even today would be a remarkable age to achieve. Dear children, God granted Saint Anthony a long and precious and heroic life, and that's exactly what he wants to do with you also. All Saint Anthony did was that he heard the word of God and put his trust into God. And that's why he wanted to do everything God wanted him to do. And he was therefore always very much consoled in the times of tribulation. You heard that even saints may face persecution and difficulties in your life, but if you happen to face them, remember that's all part of God's plan to test that you bear your own cross and with patience and with humility, because those people whom God loves, those people He also tests, and He does not test them in order to make them fail, but to make them success. For every person, every single being in the world, this salvation has been offered, and every one of us is invited to be a saint, as heroical and as obedient and humble as Saint Anthony was. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.